Sales and Customer Support. My name is Adrian. How may I help you?
Adrian, my name is Lois, and I'm reconciling my monthly bank statement, and I see there's a debit made on my account, and I'd like to know what it was, please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I definitely understand your concern on that, and I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. And just so I can see if you have an account with us, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
04087.
And your first and last name?
Lois, L-O-I-S, Koob, K-O-O-B, as in boy.
Thank you, Lois. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
24 Pearl Street, Waterboro, Maine, 04087.
Thank you. Okay, one moment here while I review your account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, looking at your account, I see here where you do have our smartwatch and our mini pods. The smartwatch helps with sleep tracking and heart rate monitoring, and also it's a good choice to use if you need like your tracking your walks and stuff. So those are good product in the pods, are good listening pods, to where you it makes your music listen to them at a perfect volume. Here in those in the charges on your account is due to the end the trial period, because what it is back on March the 13th. I'm not sure of whom whenever this was ordered, read the terms and conditions, but basically just was letting you know that it is a 14-day trial period where we just charge you shipping and handling of the $5.95 for those products, and basically just pay for the full price of the products. Now what I can do for you on today, I can offer you a discount towards those products of 35%.
A discount of what?
35% towards those products.
Okay. So, Adrian, let me see. So, the watch and the earbuds, were they the charge of $5.95 each?
Yes, ma'am. That was the shipping and handling.
Okay. Then, on the 31st, I was charged $59.95. Twice.
Yes, ma'am. One
what,
for the
what
pods.
Is that about?
One is for the price of the pods, and one is for the price of the smartwatch.
Oh, so they're not coming to me with just the shipping and handling. You charge me afterwards. I did not realize that.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I said I'm not sure if when they was ordered, if the terms and conditions were read or understood.
No, it wasn't understood. So I have them right in front of me, still in their boxes. Can I return them? I don't care to keep them if they're going to be, if I'm going to be charged $60 each.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Even if I put in my employee discount of 50% off, charge you only half of the price.
Adrian, let's just make this easy. I really don't want to keep them.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, now bear me one moment here, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now quick question. Now, have you received pods and a watch?
Have I received what?
Have you already received the AirPods and watch?
Yes, the boxes are right here in front of me with the products inside.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what we can do for you on today is
I haven't even used them. I haven't put the watch on my wrist. I haven't put it together. I haven't put the pod in my ears. So I'd just like to send them back and get a refund, please.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now we can't refund you the charges. Now what I can do is you can return them back to us.
I can return them or I cannot.
You can return them, and we do give you 7 days to return the items at your disclosure. And now what I'm going ahead and do is I'm going to extend a 7-day extension on your account to give you 7 days to return those items, okay? And if we don't receive the
items. 7 days from today?
Yes, ma'am, when I process the return thing. And you
okay.
Just, and I'll let you know the address to return them back to, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bear with me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready to write down those addresses.
I am ready right now.
Okay, for the smartwatch, you're going to return it back to 11551.
Wait, 11551?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the smartwatch?
Yes, ma'am. This is going to be the address for the smartwatch.
Is that who I address it to, smartwatch?
Yes, ma'am. You could put smartwatch on there.
Okay. 11551.
East.
Yes.
45th, 45th.
Yes.
Avenue.
Yes.
And it's going to be Unit C.
Yes.
Okay, and it's going to be Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
80239. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Make sure. Okay, and the pods is going to be the same address. And you'll just put mini pods on that one.
Can I put them in the same box, Adrian?
You should be able to. Well, let me double check on that. But I think you should be able to. But let me just double check, okay?
If it's the same address, why can't I put them in the same box?
No, I just wanted to double check. Yes, ma'am. Just to make sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay. The ear pods and the watch in the same box.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And just put mini pods and fitness watch on there.
Just put what?
Mini pods and fitness watch so they can know that there's two items in that box.
Mini pods and fitness
watch. Yes, ma'am.
Watch.
Yes, ma'am. So allow me a few moments here to put that 7-day extension applied to your account, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just bear with me. While I'm here, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I appreciate your patience. I'm almost done, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please? I mean, not your shipping address, I'm sorry. Your shipping address and email address, I'm sorry.
Shipping address is 24 Pearl Street, Waterboro, Maine. 04087.
Okay, your email address
is Lois Koob, which is LOISKOOB at yahoo.com.
Thank you. Okay, I'm just canceling out your account now, so you won't have to worry about any future shippings or charges from us. Okay. All right. So thank you so much for patiently holding. So I do have your account updated, and you do have till May the 27th to get those products returned to us to those addresses provided. Your account is canceled out, and I can provide you with the cancellation number if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay. So the cancellation number is going to be CS and CAT.
CAT.
Yes, ma'am. 80.
80.
BS and boy.
Okay.
18.
Yes.
BS and boy.
Yes.
34.
Yes.
ES and eagle.
Uh-huh.
And the number 5.
C80B18B34E5.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and you've given me until May 27th to get it to you?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
And the address is going to be addressed as Smartwatch?
Yes, ma'am. Once you do the address, yes, ma'am, it's going to be Smartwatch or Fitness Watch and then Pods.
That's how I address it on the package.
Pod/fitness watch. Yes, ma'am. And just make sure you put your information on there. That way they can know who it's coming back from.
I'm confused, Adrienne.
Okay, so
I mean,
you're gonna do fitness watch/pods, and then you're gonna do your name, Lois Koob, then put your address, and then on the tooth part, you're going to put their address. Just put their address that I provided you.
Yeah, that's my confusion. Because just by putting Smartwatch, I mean that could be any company. So the company is called Smartwatch.
No, and their company, they're going to, when you send it to that, ship it back to that address, they're going to know what it's from because they only receive fitness watches and pods back. That's why each thing offer has their own address. So they are going to automatically know, you know, what's in there. That's why I said just put your name on there. That way they can know that it's coming from you. The most important
That
thing is
I
make sure your
understand.
information on there.
That is not confusing, Adrian. I know I need to put my name in Mini Pods and Fitness Watch, but when I go to address it to who it's going to, the address is 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. But who's the addressee? Who is it going to?
Oh, they're just going to the warehouse. So that's why I said they're gonna know.
But I don't just put warehouse on the
No, man, you just
envelope.
put the address. I tell you what, let me double, let me, I tell you what, let me double check with my supervisor and make sure you don't have to put anything with that address, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
I want to make sure you get it, it's
Right.
Adrian,
Yeah,
so I don't get
yes, ma'am.
charged for it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that, yes, ma'am. That's why I said I'll double check with my supervisor. No problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding. So I spoke with my supervisor, Ms. Lewis, and that's what you're gonna put on your account is just the, I mean, on the box is just the address.
I'm just going to put the
The address,
numerical
that's
address.
it. Yes, ma'am, you just put the address. That's all you gotta put on the box is just the address.
Okay, so I don't even have to put smartwatch on the
No, ma'am.
box.
No, ma'am. Just
Okay.
put your information and the address. That's it.
Put my information inside the box and then on the outside of the box, just mail it to
Correct.
115 with no addressing name on the top.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm hoping. Oh, and did you credit my account back for the $59.95 twice?
Now, far as that goes, once we receive the product, then you'll get your refund.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Once received.
Yes, ma'am. And it, yes, ma'am. And just to be on the safe side, now you don't have to, but I just do want to inform you, just to be on the safe side as well. If you even want to put that cancellation number that I gave you, on the inside when you put your information, then
Yes.
that, you know, kind of give some relief on you. That way, you know that your account is still attached to it as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. All right. Thank you, Adrian.
You're welcome, and thank you for choosing customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.